Sagt Mishnah Vayta Masechtas Tainas, Perik Beis, Mishnah Gimel. The Tan is now going to explain to us what are these six brachas that they were maisef between Goel Yisrael and the bracha of Rifa'in. Now, the way the Seder worked is that they would start out by saying Psukim, and then they would finish off the chasim of the bracha, the end of the bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem. Now, it's important to understand this because in the next two Mishnayas, we're going to have what the brachas are. But in this Mishnah, we're going to see what they started with, the different psukim that they said. And in Mishnah Dalet, we're going to learn the Hashem Yisbarach, how they finished off. So Zakt Mishnah, the Elohein, these are the six extra brachas that again, the Baal Tefillah said during these Tanes. The first bracha were psukim of Zichroinais, the psukim that we say during Musaf and Rosh Hashanah. Starts at the Zaycher, we continue with all the psukim of Zechroinais. By the second bracha, the Shaifarais, we say the tefillah of Musaf and Rosh Hashanah, the same tefillah that begins with Ata Neglesa, and we continue all those psukim that talk about Shaifer. And then we have another four brachas, which are four kapitlach of Tehillim, really. At least that's how they begin. The third bracha begins, El Hashem Batzarasali Karasi Vayaneni. In my time of Tsar, Karasi, I have called out, and Hashem, you have answered me. And again, by all these brachas, we're going to see in the next Mishnah how they finished off. They finished off Baruch Ata Hashem, and what they finished off with. Now we're just learning the beginning of the brachas. By the fourth bracha, they said, Shilamalais Esa'ina Elaharim, I pick up my eyes to the mountains. And as you know, the pasuk goes on to say, Me'ayin Yava Yezri, and you say the entire kapitel. By the fifth bracha, we say, Shira Malis, Mima Makim Kirasicha Hashem. From the depth, from deep down, we call out to you, Hashem. And again, we continue the entire kapitel. By the sixth bracha, we say, Tfilo La'ani Ki Atayf. That's kapitel Kuf Beis in Tehillim. That's the opinion of the Tanakam. Now we're going to see the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda argues in regard to the first two brachas. He holds that they are not the psukim of Zechroinais and Shefares that we say by the Musaf Shemayna Esrei. Rabbi Yehuda says, Lahayatzarach. It wasn't necessary, Loimer, to say Zechroinus or Shefaris these psukim. Eloimer, rather, we said different psukim tachtein instead of them. Instead of Zechroinus, we said the psukim that Shloim HaMelech said during the time of the Chanukas HaBeis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was finished. Shloim was mispalel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept the tefillahs of Klal Yisrael, the Davin and the Beis HaMikdash, during their time of Tzara. If Rav Kiyeh Ba'aretz, if there will be a hunger, or Dever Kiyeh, or Chas V'Shalom, a Magefa, an epidemic, and we continue all those psukim over there, that Shloim was mispalel. That's instead of the psukim of Zechroinus. Instead of the psukim of Shaifarais, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we say psukim that the Navi Yirmiyahu said, when there was a hunger in Klal Yisrael. We say the psukim that begin, Asher Yedvar Hashem El Yirmiyahu Al Divrei HaBeitzaris. This is what Hashem said to Yirmiyahu about the hunger. And we continue that entire inyan. V'Oimer Chesmeyen, and after all these brachais, we say the chesim at the end of the bracha. And what the end of the bracha is, that as Hashem Yisbarach we will see in the next Mishnah. So again, according to the Tanakhama, they started out by saying the psukim of Zechronis and Shefarais. Those were the first two of the six brachas. And they would say the same psukim that we say by Musaf. And afterwards, different kapitlach and tilim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the first two were not Zechronis and Shefarais. Rather, the first one was a tefillah that began with the psukim that Shloimeh HaMelech was mispalel, that whenever Klal Yisrael is in Eis Tzara, your tefillah should be answered in the Beis HaMikdash. And instead of Shaifarais, we say the psukim that Hashem said to Yirmiyahu during the time of a hunger year. So whatever tshuva Klal Yisrael had to do then, the words of the Navi go on forever. So we know, let's listen, let's daven. We can be zeicher to do that same tshuva to correct the reason for the hunger.